In our weekly BQA quality report brought to you by your state and national beef quality assurance programs, Ken Greiner from Chiefland, Florida, talks about how they recently redid their cattle pens and what a difference it's made in their operation.
We are putting a new roof over our cow pens. We're here in Florida, and it gets so dadgum hot and it rains so much. So we've always had some sort of roof over our cow pens, been very blessed. But we were doing it and had to take some of the pens out. We just backed off and took a front-end loader and cleaned them out and started over. And the beautiful part about that is, you know, the more you work cows through the years, you just see how the animal sees things. It's sort of the Temple Grandin view of things. So when we rebuilt, we talked to everybody in the world, but in the end, we just said, you know what, I think we can do this ourselves better. And we built them from the animal's eye, if you will. And by the time we were done, even the people welding on it, you know, were all fired up and understood exactly what we were trying to do. But we just evolved from what was a very good set of pens to something that is so animal friendly and so safe for them and safe for humans that it's just really been a blessing for us.
Greiner said overall it was a great experience and he is pleased that their operation is BQA certified.
You know, it's not just our focus, but it's a focus all across this country. I think it's another good example of the good work that comes from our producer-funded beef checkoff program. I think our state and national associations have been so pivotal in our education and getting us all up to speed on a program that originally kind of started as a food safety and antibiotic resistance avoidance program, but it's evolved to include animal welfare and generally best management practices for running cattle operations.
Get BQA certified, as it's an easy way to show you care. Just visit bqa.org/team to get started. Funded by the Beef Checkoff. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.